Good evening, everyone. I want to personally thank the Olam for their dedication to this learning, to this shiur. We're all busy, Baruch Hashem, with Pesach preparations. We all relate that the preparations need to happen on many levels, on multiple tiers. And thank you for appreciating, along with myself, that this sort of being mimic in a relevant sugya, and hopefully revealing new vistas and working it through with public haverim, is integral to our Pesach preparations. Is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim child-centric or adult-centric? There's an immediate resonance which that question has, and relevance which that question has for all of us. I think it's safe to say all of us are, Baruch Hashem, we're transitioning more and more to the phase where Gidol of Banim is primal to our lives for this generation, and therefore this question is of course not an academic question. The whole hashkafa of the Seder, to what extent is it about the children, and to what extent is it about the adults? And I think if you ask most people, they'll respond from the hip. Probably, if I would take a straw poll vote, probably most people would say, yeah, it's of course about the children. Is that taka true? And should adults really put their ruchniyistika needs and spiritual stimulation on the back burner and just focus on the children? I mean, I think this question has to be asked on many different levels. But from a halacha perspective, from a ikar hadin hakdara of the mitzvah, I would like to explore that question with no preconceived notions, being medayik from the source, and letting the chips fall where they may, and tracing the patterns in the lumdus and in the construct, and let's see where this takes us. So let's read together the Rambam's presentation of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the beginning of Parak Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Let's read very carefully. Tonight's presentation is hinged mostly in the power of diuk. You'll tell me your take on these diukim. Mitzvah saseh shal tayra l'saper benisim v'nefloi shenasu l'avaseinu b'mitzrayim. It is a mitzvah saseh to tell over the story regarding the miracles which happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. B'lel chamisha aser b'nisan, we do this on the 15th of Nisan. Shenemar zachar asayayim hazar sheyetzasu mi-Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Parashas Bo, soon after the Yetzias Mitzrayim story itself, zachar asayayim hazar sheyetzasu mi-Mitzrayim, remember this day which you left Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is understanding the pasuk, remember this day which you left Mitzrayim, is a reference to Seder night, when we are, in his words, misaper v'nisim v'neflois, and thereby remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this zachar asayim hazar sheyetzasu mi-Mitzrayim means oral remembrance, not simply mental remembrance. K'may shenemar zachar asayim hashabbos, just like zachar asayim hashabbos. The Zohar, one could have learned likewise, is just think about it. But Chazal, there we know, understand not that way. Zohar is verbal. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush. So likewise, Zohar is the Yom HaShem Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uminayin shal b'lachamisha asar, howdy. Oh, the Rambam told us that the timing is l'chamisha asar of Nisan. Now, hey, the pasuk of Zohar is the Yom HaShem Yitzhak Mitzrayim is quite nondescript around this pasuk, right? Remember this day you left Mitzrayim. Very nondescript, no explicit mention about Lala Seder. So how do you know Lal Chamisha Aser? It's here where we need a new drasha. And here the Rambam brings a whole new pasuk with a whole new drasha's chazal. Tam Alaymer, Vigadat Levincha Bayayim HaHolaymer, Bavor Zeh, B'shashi Yesh Matzamar Menachem Lefanacha. Here he quotes the drasha in the Mechilta, which is cited in the Haggadah, of course, that it lays in the Vigadat Levincha Bayayim HaHolaymer, Bavor Zeh, Asa Hashem Li. You're telling your child, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, bavur zeh, for the sake of this, which Chazal believe means you're pointing at the matzah, Pesach Matzamar. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim for these things here, the Pesach Matzamar, to read the pasuk like Rashi reads in a Chumash. Hashem took me out, so I'm Mekayim mitzvahs, like this Pesach Matzamar, that's the theological basis for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the point is the father is talking to his child about this, Bavur Zeh, this Pesach Matzamar, in front of him, also from Yechazal Drev, B'Shashi Yish Matzamar Menachem V'Decha. The mitzvah is being performed, B'Shashi Yish Matzamar Menachem V'Decha. V'Alfa Pishein Le'ben, this mitzvah applies even though you don't have a son. So let's stop here for a minute. The Rambam, in his initial presentation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, has he been marked to this at all as a mitzvah about children. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah with saper benisim v'nefloi shenas l'avaseinu. No mention about children. Moreover, the pasuk which he brings as the primary marker, Zachar's Yom Zeshe Tzatzim Mitzrayim, does not say anything about children or dialogue with children. Remember this day you left Mitzrayim. The first time in this initial presentation children creeps up is kind of darach agav, kind of parenthetical. The Rambam now grapples al pi darko. Oh, what is the source? If the source of CPT terms in the Pasuk of Zachar, what is the source that it's at the Seder? Here he cites the sister Pasuk, the other Pasuk of Yigadat Levincha. Where we have a drasha of Bavur Zeh, which points us to Seder night. So this is the Giloy, that likewise the Pasuk of Zachar, right, is a Seder night mitzvah, as much as it's cross-referencing between two Pasuk. But the actual halacha the Rambam is dealing with here does not seem to be a child halacha. L'saper benisim v'nefloi is derived from Zachar. One prod of the mitzvah, the timing, clarified by a pasuk about children, v'gadat l'vincha. And I would argue it is for this reason that the Rambam in Lashono Hazav, with his golden pen, throws in the words here, right after he brings the drasha of v'gadat l'vincha b'shashi yishmatzu ma'al v'necha, v'afaf al-pi she'im l'ben, even though you don't have a son, the Hamshach of the Rambam is, I just brought in for you the Pasuk of Yigadat Levincha to clarify the timing, so you might start to look at this as a child mitzvah and you might segue in a whole different direction. No! Even Yigadat Levincha, with its criteria of the Zman Bavur Zeh B'Shashi Yishmatzu Ma'al V'Necha, is not limited to children, right? And that clarification segues us back to the Rambam's initial presentation, nothing to do with children per se, it's a mitzvah of Sapra Benisim and Aflais, as emerging from the Zachar.
Well, would you acknowledge already that there's some extra mitzvah the responding to the son?
The pasuk bears your. So Rabbi Nachum is saying the pasuk saying v'gadat l'vincha, right, is going to have to be dealt with, and we will see how the Rambam deals with it. The pasuk raises the question: where does Ben fit into the picture? But the Rambam in the tzura of his halacha thus far has not addressed the question. That's all I want to observe, right? That, in other words, Mikra would point us in this direction and needs a resolution. But the Rambam in his presentation of the halach, I think, is very clear. The Ikar HaMitzvah and its Ikar HaMakar, right, is not a child-based. And the Rambam has thus far used the pasuk of child for a very limited purpose. Good. By the way, we know the Rambam generally does not invent drashas himself. Sometimes the Rambam will use drashas that are in very obscure midrashim that are not the primary midrash. In this case, too, I found it's a mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, not the primary mechilta. It's a mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, which says Zachar is the pasuk for Sikhet Yisrael, and v'gadat l'vincha is Pavur says the clarification of this man. I was able to find the drasha halacha that clearly frame it this way. Okay. Now, good. I'm going to skip now to the Rambam's halacha base. Says the Rambam in halacha base, and I'm saying halacha base. I'm not getting into the question that likely the Rambam did not devise them as aleph and base, but as a different punctuation. I'm not getting into that question. When I say halacha base, that's not the power of my day. Good. But let's move on to halacha base here in the Rambam. Now he says, mitzvah l'hidya l'bon. It's a mitzvah to inform your children about Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'afilu lo shalu, even if your child does not ask. Shenemar v'higadat l'vincha. And here he brings the pasuk of v'higadat l'vincha, not simply for time clarification, but as the makar for a direct and inherent mitzvah, mitzvah l'hidya l'bonim, v'afilu lo shalu shenemar v'higadat l'vincha. Which addressing Rabbi Nachum's question, which he had to, right? V'gadat l'vincha, beyond timing that appears parenthetically in the pasuk, is saying there's something here about children. To me, it is abundantly clear in the Rambam's bifurcating and dividing of two dinim here, that these are two independent halachas, which are part of the overall global mitzvah, CPT is Mitzrayim, but two independent halachas. One, L'saper, nothing to do with children. That's an independent personal mitzvah, L'saper. And then there's a separate halacha to be ma'idia one's children, which a parent of children has. Right, number one, very clearly he's stating them separate. Certainly from his get-go, he did not say this is a mitzvah about children. And even if you don't have children, you're high, but quite the contrary. From his own side, he says it's a mitzvah al-saper. And then he says, mitzvah la'idia labanim, as the second idea, point A. Point B is the fact that he's written two distinct mekairos in the Torah. Perhaps based on a drashim I alluded to before. But what is the makar for mitzvah l'saper of halacha aleph? Zachar siyar mazah. The God of Telavincha creeps up there only for parenthetical purposes, for gili of timing. But Rex, we're not going to believe that these two dinim in the overall mitzvah have a different time frame. But that's parenthetical. The primary makar of halacha aleph is Zachar. Halacha beis, mitzvah l'idia labanim, is the pasuk of the God of Telavincha as its primary makar. Right? So these are two, not only separated, but each one with a different primary makar in the Torah. It's very clear in there.
The further you pull those two apart, the harder it's going to be how they can reflect on each other. Meaning, if they're separate, may hit the basis of the God of Limpa, it's going to be Megala on Zohar.
Right. That is obviously going to be somewhat of a tension, not something which I lose sleep over, because ultimately, and Rabbi Yehuda's question is going to compound on me a little more, as he said, as I drive them the wedge a little further, ultimately, these two dinim are not counted as two mitzvahs, and the Rambam's Taryag gets counted as one CPTS mitzvah, so it's going to have to be two dinim of one umbrella mitzvah, and we could talk about other umbrella mitzvahs in the Taryag, we could debate, these criteria, but as Rabbi Yehuda say, I would have to say, as much as these are two distinct dinim, there's a hanacha here in the Rambam, which might really be in that medrash I mentioned before, if you read it carefully, that as much as these are two dinim, they are presumed to be part of an umbrella mitzvah and therefore the same basic time from an Gilu. Correct. But that is a chiddush. Chiddush, I'll call it. It's not, to me, it's not a tension to me. It's a noteworthy point. I struggle to use the word chiddush because the word chiddush, I have to tell everyone here, the more I live life, the more I find how language, as much as it's a clarifier, is a divider, because we all make different assumptions with different words and different phraseologies. The word chiddush, right, I think might mean different things to different people. To me, it's not something... Certainly, it's not something bewildering. It's not something difficult. It's something notable that as much as these are two dinim, there's an assumption here that it's an umbrella. It's one of, they don't have a different time frame and the time one's Megal and the other. Diak 3 I'm going to make here is not only they state it separately, not only do they have a separate makar, but let's read even sharper. You notice how the Rambam uses the word mitzvah in regard to both of these two. In halacha aleph, mitzvah saseh shall tyrel a saper benisim, and in halacha beis, mitzvah lahidia labanim. He calls them both a mitzvah. In stark contrast to other pratim, to other details in CPTS Mitzrayim, which the Rambam presents as Parak Zayin of Halos Chametz Matzah unfolds, where the Rambam will say there's another detail, vitzarech. For example, Hosein halacha gimel. Vitzarech lasishine belaila hazek de shiiru habanim yishalo. Halacha gimel, the Rambam's introducing the whole notion of sheilu tshuva, right? That the Seder has to be through question answer form and you need to stir your children's interest, right? He doesn't say mitzvah lasishine de shiyishalo. No, vitzarech, that's something you need to do. It's another prat. And likewise in halacha dalet, he'll say vitzarech lahaschol b'gnosol sign b'shvach. There's another tzarech, there's another halacha. Right? In stark contrast, when it comes to Haidia Labanim, he doesn't say Vitzarach, right? That it's a detail within the Saper, just as he's going to say Vitzarach, you have to be masculine and slam yourself. Vitzarach, you need to address your children, right? The Rambam deviates. It's the, this is the Halacha Beis, Mitzvah Haidia Labanim is the only detail following Halacha Aleph in here in his Halacha, where he says the word Mitzvah. To me, it's very clear that, in fact, it's a separate mitzvah within the umbrella mitzvah. And I'll leave it to everyone subjectively to define that exactly. But the point is that being ma'idia labanim in the Rambam is not just a detail. How you do CPTS, if you have children, the way tzarech lahaschol b'gnosol sayin b'shvach, the way tzarech lasashina k'deish yeshu labanim is, no, it has a certain independent reality as a mitzvah. The dots. The Rambam's capitalizing on the fact that it has a separate makar within the umbrella mitzvah. So to me in the Rambam, the whole framework of CPTS Mitzrayim, perhaps the assumptions of what it is, has been turned on its head. There are two independent mandates. And I would say in the Hashkafa of the Rambam, each one has its own mandate, imperative focus, and ought not compromise on the other. That I would argue, according to the Rambam, is CPTS Mitzrayim adult-centric or child-centric? According to the Rambam, it's both. Right, you have, there are two independent elements of the mitzvah, right? And those who correctly engage the children, but they ought not neglect the adult, i.e. themselves or another adult, right? And certainly they need to find a way out, right? To be stimulated themselves, along with stimulating the children. This is part of sophistication, and certainly we all take it for granted, not to forsake the children. An adult conversation which forsakes the children. I think it's a certain sophistication, certainly in the Hashkafa, if you're going to do both mitzvahs, especially Nusam and Ha'arizim and Shuvach Tilkalel, there's a certain sophistication. It's a challenge, but I think a challenge we could rise to in conducting a Seder which is adult friendly and child friendly and stimulating both.
So, the Diag Mitzvah's essay versus mitzvah, do you have any?
It's a good question. What do you think, Rabbi Huda? I think the only reason why he says mitzvah essay is because he's first intrigued. You know, it's because I believe it's an umbrella mitzvah. So the initial introduction, where here he's giving meaning to the Sipri Yitzias Mitzvah, which he counted in the Kosaris. So he says mitzvah essay, I thought, just because here he's introducing the whole umbrella mitzvah. And so therefore even mitzvah breakdowns, he'll say mitzvah. He won't say again mitzvah essay, because mitzvah essay to him will immediately mean another count. That's what I thought, but I hear Mark. Good. So I would suggest, and I'm keen on how to learn. You know, as I said, when the miner digging out west would find gold, what does he do? He finds a little gold, keep digging, right? In Torah, if there's a revelation, keep digging. Everything in Torah has implications, consequences, pay. So if I'm understanding the Rambam correctly here, there are two distinct mitzvahs called on, mitzvah elements within CBT's Mitzvah focuses. Perhaps they have different dinim and divergent elements to them, right? Let's see. Well, what is the shear, the bare bones requirement of each respective mitzvah? Seeper to oneself, right? And teaching one's children. So let's read very carefully. In Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam's laying out l'saper to oneself, he says, l'saper b'nisim v'neflois. One needs to be misaper the miracles and the wonders. For another discussion, the Rambam does not believe you could simply say we left Mitzrayim and even have a minimal fulfillment. You need to mention miracles. Miracles, wonders. Good. So the mitzvah is lesaper miracles and wonders which happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, at the end of Halacha Aleph, v'chol hamarach b'tvarim she'ayu v'shahayu harezim meshubach. When the Rambam mentions here the halacha of Kol HaMarav HaRezim Meshubach, you'll note the Rambam understands that Kol HaMarav HaRezim Meshubach is not simply being marba more words in CBT's Mitzrayim, but it's actually to introduce another element, not simply l'saper b'nisim v'neflais, right? But the Kol HaMarav b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu, you discuss what happened and what was, you discuss the circumstances of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The way Pyro imposed the labor and the way the Mitzrayim reacted when we were still, our population was still growing, and the v'chulu v'chulu, right? When one is marpa b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu, beyond per se the miracles, the setting, the context, the framework, what happened to Mitzrayim, which no doubt gives meaning to the Nisim and Aflais. Hashem was intervening to save us from circumstance X, Y, Z, right? That the Harezim Meshubach is to go beyond miracles, but to talk about everything which happened. That's, I think, a powerful diak in the Rambam. The Harezim Meshubach is not simply Kohar Marba Harezim Meshubach. It's not simply the Sapa Benisim and Eflois, but do more than you have to. Actually, to give a much more elaborate, to introduce Tvarim Shehir Vashayu. So here we have, in terms of the Sapa to the adult, the bare bones, Nisim and Eflois, right? And it's a Harezim Meshubach to talk beyond miracles and wonders about circumstances in the story. Tvarim Shehir Vashayu. Parenthetically, I believe there's no extra word in the Rambam here. Iru and Hayu are not one of the same in the Harezim Meshubach. Ira means happenings, things, right? Hayu means things that were. So I believe events and circumstances is the way we would say it in English, which are not necessarily one of the same. right? Events are things which happen, circumstances, you know, can be conditions. Okay, fine. That's the Lysoprolatsum. Let's read carefully, however, when it comes to the children. When it comes to the children, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, so what? How are you modil abanim? What do you say? Kate said, "Im hayakatan otipesh." If your child is young or foolish, I was once reading this Barabbim, and a person piked up from the end. You can't use the word tipish anymore when you're talking about children. I said, apparently Chazal were not nearly as stigmatized as we were in the 21st century. But okay, Kate said, "Im hayakatan otipesh." Omer lo bani, kulanu hayinu avadim kmo shefcha o kmo avadzeh. Kid, son, we were all slaves in Mitzrayim, like this maid or like this slave in Mitzrayim. Ubalayla hazeh pada osara kodesh baruch hu v'yotzein nu l'cheres. And on this night, Hashem redeemed us and took us free. So again, if your son is a katan or a tibish, your child's son and daughter is a katan or a tibish, you say, we were all slaves in Egypt, like this slave you know about. And on this night, Hashem took us out. You notice, you don't necessarily talk about any miracles. Talking to your katan or tibish, you say, on this night we were slaves in Mitzrayim, like that slave you know. And on this night, Hashem took us out. Vimhaya ben gadol v'chacham, your son is mature or wise. Modia masha iru lanu b'Mitzrayim, you tell him the circumstances that were in Mitzrayim. V'nisim shenasa lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and the miracles which happened through Moshe. Hakol afi dai toshel ben, all accordance with the son's das. Mandate at the Seder, dai toshel ben. Want those? Hold on. How does the shear of the mitzvah of Lehodiyah Labanim corresponds to L'saper La'atzmo? It's fascinating. When it comes to the L'saper La'atzmo, there's a concrete shear. You are obligated to tell yourself Nisim and Aflais, and it's Harezim Meshuba when you talk about Iru B'Shahayu circumstances. Right? Nisim and Aflais is the mandate. Your child, on the other hand, do you have to tell your child more than you have to tell yourself or less? It all depends who the child is. The case, the katan of the tipish, you notice, you don't even say the nisim and aflais that you had to be misaper to yourself, right? The Rambam simply says you tell your katan or tipis child generally, avodam hayinu l'mitzrayim k'may avod zashiv chazal b'layla zakad losan hakadosh baruch hu, right? And that satisfies the needs of the katan or the tipis. You're not mentioning the nisim and aflais, which was the bare bones chiyuv to the adult himself. And notice, perhaps even more revealing, if your son is gadol v'chacham, your chiyuv is to tell him even more than you had to be l'saper to yourself, the adult. No longer is it simply l'saper nisim and aflois with circumstances as a voluntary harizim meshubach. You are obligated to tell your son who's a gadol v'chacham. Masha iru lanu b'Mitzrayim, circumstances, elaboration in the story. What was going on? That becomes the obligation. And the nisim and aflois, you even should be more detailed. You tell him that it happened through Moshe Rabbeinu. You tell him details about the nisim and aflois. Right? That here we see what might seem strange, but I think not so strange based on what we're developing. These two halachas, to oneself and to one's children, because they are in fact, in the Rambam's words, two different mitzvahs from two different akairas, their focus is entirely different and their shear is entirely different. The chiyuv l'saper la'atzmo, one is telling oneself what they already know as an adult, but which requires the Torah mandates expression, so there's a concrete shear to it. Nisim and aflois and harizim meshubach, dvarim shiur v'shayim. The child, the chiyuv is lefi daito shalben, whatever it takes to stimulate the child. If the child's a simpleton, tell him even less than you would be obligated to tell yourself. And you're not kind of the mitzvah because I'm doing lefi daito shalben. My son's a katan or a tibish. If your son's a katan or a chacham, interestingly, apparently, if you even give him what's the adult narrative, but the child's not stimulated, yeah? And this is about a fascinating thing. You notice how mature children sometimes require more stimulation than adults, right? Your mature child, you're not the kind of the mitzvah unless you give him what it takes to stimulate him. That's what Lufi Daito means. And the mechiyah becomes more than the adult had to tell himself. You tell that tummy something, of course, it's not enough. The bare bones mechiyah is that you have to tell that child, right? Dvar Mashiach, and the miracles with Moshe, and the Rambam is clearly alluding to and make that gauge constantly depending where your child is, right? That it seems strange at first glance. The mitzvah of deal upon him is sometimes less than the L'sapto Atzmo, sometimes more, but not strange at all when you appreciate it. It's a totally different mitzvah within the umbrella mitzvah, with a different focus, different mandate. I believe in the rabbinic mitzvah that stimulate the child, the needs of the child, and your own personal needs and your own personal mitzvah. That shouldn't mix into the equation at all. That's your own kriya, what you're rabbiing. Whatever it takes to stimulate the child. More than your own mitzvah, less than your own mitzvah. And the rabbi, you'll notice, even mixes some other antics in terms of the needs of the child. For example, you'll notice very interesting when it comes to the katan or the tepesh. He says, he tells the katan or the tepesh, avadam hayinu kimo eved zeh, the shifcha zeh, you point. You understand, because a katan or a tepesh has no ability, no concept of abstract thought, right? It's sad to me when I notice certain adults with a surprising inability for abstract thought. I tend to notice certain professions, I'm not going to mention, but certain professions, even people who are quite successful in those professions, certain ways of thinking, they have a lot of trouble with the abstract thought, which in-depth Torah requires, I found. I'm not going to give examples, certainly on the record. But certainly a katan or a tepesh who has trouble with abstract thought, you have to say, avadim, basmeitas. You have to be able to say, the Rambam says, as your mitzvah, come on, eved zeh, tepesh zeh, and you make a gauge if your child is not an abstract thinker. I mean, a young child is not. It's a healthy for a young child to be concrete. You have to say, come on, eved zeh, shifcha zeh. Obviously, in the modern era, your concrete examples, eved zeh, shifcha zeh, might be harder, right? Perhaps you come with other concrete examples of real suffering. You need the concrete example. If your child's a concrete thinker, the Rambam, it's really, we can go many places with this, especially with the sophistication we have today in chinuch and education. It stimulates the child, and these are two independent mitzvahs, the two independent mitzvahs, I think, very powerful.
In terms of the tefesh katan, so saying that Hashem is motzi us, I'm not disagreeing with you, but saying that Hashem is motzi us to me implies that there's some kind of nes. You're not being mefarit what those nisim and nefilos were. But to say that Hashem took us out, I think the implication would mean there was some kind of miraculous experience. And so it may be on a lower frequency than your own chiyuv, but you're still hinting or somehow...
See, Rabbi Yehuda and I are splitting hairs over this. I believe Hashem taking us out, divine intervention, right? Divine intervention. You know, I believe you have divine intervention, Hashkachas Hashem, over events that we might not use the word nes. Definitely in the word nes, right? Okay, you know, I'm not going into the Rambam on a deeper level, appreciating nisim nestarim, but I am not convinced that Hotzi Hashem, so, as a statement, would mean nes galoy.
Yeah.
Certainly, and Rabbi Yehuda and I are questioning. Rabbi Yehuda, I think, is recognizing the idea that he doesn't use the words nes when it flows. So Rabbi Yehuda is, I think, raising the question, and we can debate if this is semantical, if there's a conceptual difference. Is this difference in the Rambam? Is it Rabbi Yehuda believes Hotzianu is implying there's nisim, but you're not getting into nisim? I'm suggesting that Hotzianu might not even enter the whole question: was it nes? Was it miraculous breaking teva?
So
or was Hashem orchestrating the teva?
So the Ramban, I think, we're talking about on the pasuk Asher Hotzi from the Or Kasdan, the Ramban says it implies either a nes nister or a nes nigla, like Chazal say, that the story with the Kibshana Eish. But it could also, but it's definitely a nes. The question is whether it's some kind of nes nister or a nes nigla. So
I think that's an excellent sushta from the Ramban. And I guess I'm asking the question, the Rambam we know throughout Torah speaks about nes and nistar. Would the Rambam use the word nes to describe, correct, it's just very interesting, right, to describe the powerful truth of my breathing right now? Good. All right.
The makar for the Rambam, for the din that you're saying the mitzvah tells oneself, is Zohar Sayyim Hazer Asher
Yotzasa Mi Mitzrayim.
Asher Yotzasa Mi Mitzrayim. So, the pasuk itself, meaning especially if you don't learn, that's alluding, that just referencing the Yetziyah itself is alluding to nisim v'nefilos. So then, how does the Rambam take out of the pasuk that you're supposed to be misaper b'nisim v'nefilos dafka?
Excellent. Right. This is a powerful question. I have a bias on this question because I have another theory that we have to really discuss where he gets the Lesaper from and the Pasuk of Laman Tesaper Basni Bincha, which might be another cross Eli, though the Rambam doesn't say. You're right. I believe in the Zohar itself. Again, you see how intertwined these discussions is. That might not be, according to, right, that might not clarify that it's Nisim Kanaflaus, the same way it might not clarify the words lasapa. Yes, we might need a different marker. I happen to believe the marker that was used in place is in the Pascha Flamata Saper, and that's where the word lasaper is coming from. But you're right. That opens up a different Pandora's box, but you're right. As we say, everything is intertwined. Everything's intertwined. I thought I'd be able to avoid that maracha, but to fully answer everyone's question, I would have to open up that Pandora's box. Let's continue with these Diukim in the Rambam. And I'll try to do this quickly. You know, due to the fire, we're up to a time break, but we're mamash just touching the tip of the iceberg. There's so much here. Of course, you notice that the Rambam uses a different lashon for these two mitzvahs. Lesap in the adult mitzvah and alf lesaper, and in the child lehaidia, to inform. And I think that's a significant difference. Lesaper, when one tells a story, the issue of whether one knew it before or not is really not the question. One could tell a story. I mean, I'm just reading my daughter a story, which I myself have heard about, which I knew since childhood. Yeah, but you can read a story, the stimulation of a story, even if you know it already, right? Lesaper, that's the adult chiyuv. Why you could say lesaper? The bottom will idea, that means to teach the child something. No, idea, teaching you something, informing you. I think that captures the dig which we are making when it comes to the child. You need to be giving the child newness that is conscious, right? For the cognitive teeth, it's just very quite new just to open up something very elementary. For the Gadol Chacham, it really has to be something new, and you need to be stimulating him. And if for simply to say that he's in a place, I'm not enough, I think the Rambam, it's very medoyic the fact that he used the words lasapa versus the idea, the way we're being the dyke. Now, there's another time that the distinction between Lahidia and Lasaper creeps up in the Rambam, and this is a little more mysterious. I'll lay out to the volume very quickly what my Hatsa is. If you look in Halacha Dalet, Sarach Lahaskel B'Gnus L'Sayim B'Shvach, so the Rambam mentions both Shitas, which we incorporate in the Halacha and the Gemara Masechta L'Sayim B'Shvach, doesn't mean right, the ruchnius tikkun gnus and shvach of the mitchilah of the avodah zarah hayu avaseinu, or it doesn't mean the physical avodah hayinu maschal b'gnus u'masayim b'shvach. And he says v'tzarach l'haschal b'gnus u'masayim b'shvach keitzad maschal u'mesaper shebatchilah hayu avaseinu b'meitarach kaifrim. When it comes to the ruchnius tikkun mitchilah of the avodah zarah, he says the word l'saper. However, when it comes to the physical shibut, he says v'chein maschal u'maidia shavodah hayinu. And I was very troubled by this, right? Why in the Maschal B'Gnus U'Masayim B'Shvach, when it comes to the Ruchnius Tikkun, Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, he uses the word Lasaper, and when it comes to the physical Avodah Hayinu, he uses the word Lahidia, and I thought it's especially provocative reading the Rambam carefully and recognizing that the Lasaper versus the Lahidia already took on a meaning here in the Rambam, right? As the the parents' mitzvah to themselves versus the informing the children, Sipur versus informing something new. Why would that figure in these two perspectives of Maschal B'Gnus U'Masayim B'Shvach trouble me very much? I have a Mechudesh Tekatzah for the Olam, which I'll throw out quickly. I want to suggest that the Rambam understood that Maschal B'Gnus U'Masayim B'Shvach, when Chazal instituted it, it was based on one of these two mitzvahs. They in fact were misakin in the Nusach of the Haggadah in all situations, but it was motivated as an elaboration of one of these two mitzvahs, either the Lasapa L'Atzma or the L'Hodiyah L'Vanah. When it came to the Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, that whole perspective in the days of Terach, right? There's absolutely no reason to align it with the mitzvah Lahudiyah Levanah more than the Lasaper L'Atzma, because it's totally introducing something new, which was not in the bare bones mitzvah of either, right? Discussion about the historical perspective of Adi Hashem Hashem Tzitzichem Meir Kastem, right? That does not fit neatly into either, and the Rambam naturally. Pivoted in the direction that'll be part of the Lasaper L'Atzmo. However, when it comes to the Avodah Hayinu, which is an elaboration of the story, the primary story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, And it's Avodim Hayinu is not only discussing the Nisim v'Naflais. Avodim Hayinu is describing the whole circumstance, as the Rambam himself says. Here, Avodim Hayinu laParo v'chol harasha gamalano. Right, you discuss the circumstances and how Paro mistreated us. The Avodim Hayinu text is not only discussing Nisim v'Naflais, it's discussing the circumstances. So considering the fact that the mitzvah of Sakar L'Atzmo, according to the Rambam L'Shitaso, is not mechayev to discuss circumstances, only Nisim v'Naflais. But the mitzvah L'Hodiyah L'Banim at times is mechayev to talk about circumstances, i.e. if you have a ben chacham, a ben gadol v'chacham. Therefore, the Rambam understood it's logical because the Avodah Hayinu, right, can be correlated to one of the primary mitzvahs more so than the other. The mitzvah Hodiyah L'Banim at times would actually involve saying something Avodah Hayinu did. So it's logical to assume that the Machayiv of Avodah Hayinu Midrabanan is this is the way up. You want to be my dia to your ben chacham, do it through the Avodah Hayinu text. And then Chazal extended it further, Mishum Leplug, in every Haggadah you need Avodah Hayinu. But because what Avodah Hayinu is, discussing the circumstance of the Sheba, naturally aligns with what at times is in your mitzvah L'Hodiyah L'Banim, in a way which it does not correspond to the L'Saper. That's why the Rambam understood that the Hagdaras HaMitzvah of Avodah Hayinu is Mitzvah L'Hidea, unlike the Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, which doesn't directly correspond to either mitzvah. So it's logical to assume wherever Chazal made this judgment, why should we assume it's related to the Mitzvah L'Hidea L'Banim? The assumption would be that it's part of the L'Sapa L'Atzma. That's a Mechudashtika possibility I wanted to throw out. The math works. This is all just very creative to me, where the Rambam is getting this from. But at least I have a way to connect the dots here. This is all the Rambam till now. Two distinct mitzvahs, two distinct mandates at the same, and we have to be very, very sophisticated to do them both right and not compromise the other. I think the Chinuch has an entirely different perspective to this whole mitzvah. Notice many, many differences. First of all, the Chinuch from the get-go quotes the pasuk of the Gadikol Menchi, never quotes the pasuk of Zachar Seir Mazah. L'saper, mitzvah chaval from the Chinuch. L'saper be'ini nitzias mitzrayim, shenamer v'gadikol vencha. Also note, the lashon of the Chinuch. Va'afilu be'noi l'veinatzmo, im ain't shama cherem, chayv l'haytziat dvarim b'pev. The Chinuch bavarns is a chiddush, that even if you're a loner and you don't have other people to talk to, you, the loner, need to tell it to yourself. That means the Chinuch was assuming that there's three steps in the mitzvah. Of course, if you have children, you've got to speak to your children. But the Chinuch was assuming that once we pivot away from children, the assumption is that you're not talking to yourself, you're talking to other people. It's a chiddush which has to be spoken out by filo beinoy lebeinatzmo. The Rambam never speaks out. You have to relate to yourself. The Rambam in Halacha is like, let's stop there. Doesn't talk about other people. To me, this was another anomaly between the Chinuch and the Rambam, but I want to suggest it's all the Shitasa. In the Rambam, the primary mitzvah of Zachar is given to Rashi Tzitzis and Mitzrayim. There's no mention there about a dialogue with other people. Zachar, just like Zachar Kiddush on Shabbos, it's my own personal. Right? So of course the L'Saper is L'Saper Veinu L'Veinatzmo. That is, we got it to Tabanim. Dialogue with others at the Seder might be nice, but I'm suggesting that Rami doesn't really. Dialogue with non-children, I'm suggesting that Rami doesn't have any.
Wait, L'Chaverim doesn't mean children in the Chinuch?
I'm suggesting in the Chinuch, you'll see this. You tell me, I'm suggesting in the Chinuch like this. Again. When the Chinuch says, V'afilu Beinoi L'Veinatzmoim Ein Sham Acherim, right? To me, that's implied. Right? It's an added chiddush yourself if there's not acher. It doesn't simply say afilu in leibonim as the Rambam does in halacha afilu. So to me, that's implying that there's a basic assumption here that higadata means a conversation with others. Ideally, of course, children, but the assumption would be that if there's no children, you're discussing it with others, you need to speak out. No. There's even a concept of hakadu la'atzmo. I think that's L'Shitaso, because if Vigadikol Vincha is the primary pasuk, Vigadikol Vincha is a conversation. So good, the Vigadatul Levitcha and its ideal might not be fulfilled if you don't have children, it's not fulfilled with children, but the assumption is you're then doing the Haggadah with others, and therefore it's a chiddush that no, there's even a concept of the Magid to yourself, which the Chinuch had to speak out and the Rambam didn't. That's another diak which I would like to make. And a third diak, I think Lashitaso I would like to make, is that the Chinuch has a different Hagdara of the bare bones mitzvah than the Rambam. He doesn't simply say Lasap Bisinga flies, but the Inin HaMitzvah, Shigizkar Hanisim Bahanyam She'iru Alosena Bitzias Mitzvah. He says it's the bare bones mitzvah. You need to say the Nisim and the circumstances. Unlike the Rambam, who believe the prime mitzvah was the Nisim circumstances, was the Arizim Shuvah. Is this an unrelated machlaikas? I'm suggesting not. Because the Higadatul Levincha in the Chinuch is the primary makar, and the conversation even with other adults or oneself is really a take-up of the Higadatul Levincha, I'm suggesting in the Chinuch that the conversation even to oneself is always really copying what the Higadatul Levincha is. So just like the Higadatul Levincha is stimulating the child, if you're an adult, you have to stimulate the adult, right? And of stimulating a discussing circumstances, not simply nisim, right? Not simply, right? Whatever is going to be the bare bone shear of a child, I'm suggesting in the chinuch, would apply to an adult as well. This whole dichotomy of the Rambam, I'm suggesting is only in the Rambam, that there are two mitzvahs and two different mikoros. So there's sefer la'atzmo and there's stimulating a child. In the chinuch, the makor is stimulating a child, or, okay, nabuch, you can't stimulate a child. Conversation with others, or stimulate yourself, but it's a copy of stimulate. So the needs to the adult, I think the chiyuv would find it strange. The chiyuv to oneself could be less than the chiyuv one has to a mature child, i.e., the chiyuv that my father would have to me, I would have that same chiyuv to myself, I'm suggesting, whether I'll become wherever. I'm hoping the adult is gadol l'chacha, but wherever the gadol is. So I'm suggesting all these three divergences in the chinuch, the different pasuk. The fact that he has to be bavarden as a chiddush, it's not all, even without dialogue, private conversation, and the fact that the mitzvah is not just l'sak b'nisim, but the iru to discuss events even to oneself, I think it's highly suggestible that all these points are connected on two different courses. So in the chinuch, it might be a safe statement. It's primarily a child-based mitzvah development. If unfortunately you don't have children, you make it up yourself, but in the Rambam, I think these are two different mandates, and I think that's basic nafkamina in terms of how we approach the Seder. This is the tip of the iceberg. We'll have to discuss a take two. It was my pleasure. Thank you all very much. Hi, pleasure, Mr. Sure.
In the event that somebody doesn't have children around, so it should come out that according to the chinuch, it should come out.